holding of the Achonah for Shabbos Kodesh start to go up to the second Madrege. And we'll speak about two Nekudas of Shabbos, the three Nekudas of Shabbos, Lel Shabbos. The first thing, like we said, is the Inyan of the Achonah for Shabbos. A person has to prepare for Shabbos. Business to prepare for Shabbos. The right hanoga that a person will take on himself, and the achonah for Shabbos, chutz will be said to get dressed, shower, to get ready for Shabbos. The second shlav of the achonah for Shabbos is to prepare the ma'acholim le Shabbos. And Shabbos is ma'acholim, is food that we eat in Shabbos Kodesh. So it's two parts. Let's speak a little bit maybe. The first part is the Inyan, Chazal say, even Shulchan Aruch, that a person, even if he's a choshev a person, yishtadel be'atzmoy, lechabed es ha-Shabbos, rove molach shibuse, rabzeire machrich reishe. It's the Inyan to prepare himself for Shabbos. The hanoga, the right hanoga that a person will take on himself is to prepare epis for Shabbos. When you're married, maybe it's easier. You could prepare some bochim, maybe it's easier. But a person is married, you could prepare a chant. A person is married, you could prepare a salad. Hakpode, to prepare epis for Shabbos. Not only that, so vayt. You come over to someone for Shabbos. Lamazagim, you have an off Shabbos, you go away for Shabbos, yeah? And you come for someone for Shabbos. Yeah, but Lamais, you didn't prepare garnish for Shabbos. You go into the kitchen, you say, you know, I have a mimic, I prepare epis for Shabbos. Let me cut the tomato. I have a hanoga, I prepare epis for Shabbos. So they tell you everything is ready for Shabbos. Okay, so you know what? Let me to pick up the pot and put it back on the fire. Epis ha'achonah for Shabbos. It sounds a small thing, but like I said last week, the place we're trying to get to is that when you'll be 70 years old, or you'll be 90 years old, you'll be sitting in your house with great grandkids, you can't move, but for Shabbos, no, they will bring over to you epis that you could cut for Shabbos because you have a noge that you prepare epis for Shabbos. It starts now. Now it's small little things. But then it becomes a hanoga shoshis. Saying again, it's not stam, I'm telling you, in yonim, nu, to chapna rain to Shabbos. The Gemara is of, rovem machrich reishe, rovem alach shibuse, rabzeire machrich reishe. Yishayim say, even shoyle them avodim rabim. But they did epes to cover Shabbos. A person can't, so he goes to buy epes a rogal, have a cover Shabbos. I'm saying, to cover Shabbos. But epes to cover Shabbos. But he makes a akpode. But in the food for Shabbos, he did epes ha'achomer lekovet Shabbos. Epes ha'achomer lekovet Shabbos. And again, and he doesn't, Shabbos says the Katriot to say, ha'reze lekovet Shabbos. It's small things, it takes a second. It doesn't take time even. But it's a anoge that if a person puts this anoge in, Shabbos becomes eilig. Person comes to Suda Shabbos. We have Lechem Mishneh. It's like Hakpodah to have a Lechem Mishneh. He learns the Halachas, it's two, we have to have two. To dip it with salt. Then we eat fish on Shabbos. Klal Yisrael will mock me to eat fish. Why Klal Yisrael eat fish? Lamazon, the person thinks, I will take the fish today. The kavonas that a person has to be mechavim when he eat fish. What are the kavonas you mechavim when you eat in Suda Shabbos fish? So one kavana Chazal say, "V'yidgu l'roif bekerav ha'oretz, ma dogim shebayam ein einor shoylet bohem, af klal Yisrael einor is not shoylet bohem." This is Lel Shabbos. Oynos tamid lechachomim me'erav Shabbos le'erav Shabbos. This is the zman of Peru v'Revu. So this is the Indian for the dogim. Chazal say more from that. Dogim is the only animal that we could eat everything. In a normal animal, we can't eat the blood, we can't eat the chaylev. Not everything is mutter. Dag, everything is mutter. We bet ribayna shalaylam. We want a maisin b'yayim ha-shvi this week, that all of us will be shalom to Hashem. That we will come to shleimus, v'yonach b'yayim ha-shvi, b'loichet. We want our kids, shir mitos shleim, and not some of the kids will go off the derech, some of the kids will stay in the derech. Fish, not only you're allowed to eat everything. An animal, lamba zogin already, it's kosher. If you shecht it wrong, it goes off. Treif, fish, you could cut it from the tail, you could bang it from the side. You're allowed to eat it. Cannot be a chisaron on it. The ribbono shel olam, the kids, and our maisim. You think about the kids when you're bochan, your maisim. That will be shleimus. That nothing could be pgam chas v'sholem. Not maybe later in the years, I will not be misnai k'mo yishu tzorich. The same thing, a fish cannot be a treife, an animal, you shecht him good. Everything is good. You open it, there's a hole in the lung, weiter, is a treife. A fish, you know nothing but to check. If it's kosher, it's kosher. To check, maybe it's a treife after the shechita. Why Klal Yisrael eat gefilte fish? The Ashkenazim at least. So there's two reasons. One reason is because the bones is a shadow from Beira. People didn't want to be nichshel in the avera from Beira. It meant they didn't eat fish with bones. Was given the minek. Today they have salmon without bones. Was given the shvelta to get it. And it's taki inyan not to have fish with bones on Shabbos. And that's the Indian that the Nazar brings down, that they were very poor. There was not enough money, so they added bread to the fish, that everyone will manage to eat a little bit of fish. Why I'm saying that? Bacha doesn't have to think. I'm saying, I want to come to the higher halakim. The person takes on himself, and he makes notes. He prepares himself, he gets dressed to Shabbos, like we said. The covered Shabbos means if you dress for Shabbos, you wear the tayin shalashudas. If you don't wear the tayin shalashudas, it's muchach that you didn't get dressed for Shabbos. You got dressed for lechadoi, I don't know what it is. There's no tzad. The guy that you see in the middle of Shabbos without a tie, he never put on the tie for Shabbos. Because I'm telling you, Shabbos in the afternoon is even more Shabbos. We spoke last week, it's the raivin, the end of Shabbos is the higher madrigas. Pitom, he starts to take off his Shabbos clothes. He tells us he doesn't feel connected to the Shabbos. He has the Shabbos clothes. And he makes sure that he has Shabbos clothes. It's the first chaylik. He prepares himself for Shabbos. It's a small thing. He's makbid not to wear the Shabbos clothes Sunday. Some bachim, you know, Sunday, they're too lazy to change. Sunday morning, at the valley, you could see, you know, nice clothes on some bachim, yeah? Leftovers from Shabbos. Godim shemeshamesh lamelech meshamesh bachutz. Shabbos clothes. Then he gets ready. And the second thing is, the achone. So two chalokim, I'm saying, the valley. But to prepare epis amaychel for Shabbos, it's a small anoga. And you have to mischazik with it. You have to a year, 2 years, then it stays. You do a half a year and you could stop. So I tried something a year and a half, and I dropped. And again I tried. Once, I remember, I was very into it. I came for a simcha for Shabbos. So I wanted to prepare epis for Shabbos. He said, there's nothing here. Everything is really catered in the hall. There's nothing more to do. I said, I have a meeting. I had to prepare the food for Shabbos. So I said, okay, you could go there. You could pick up the pot and put it down. Because the whole place was locked. Because everyone came. And I said, I'm not here for Shabbos if I can't. Because, you know, they thought I'm doing a fuss. They got the keys. They opened the place. It was Mamas Siyad HaDishmaya. The fire was off. So I would not come to Maisa. So Maisa, I managed to prepare the whole food for Shabbos. So I told Hashem, you know, I wanted to prepare food for Shabbos. Hashem gave me the whole food for Shabbos. Then I felt, Maisa Yitzuyim, Hashem likes me. Maisa Yitzuyim. Hashem gives you to Nishmaya. But you have to do the Avodah. You have to be direct to prepare food for Shabbos. This is the Chelek HaGashmi, and I'm saying again, like we said, Shabbos, the Karosel of Shabbos Oineg, you have to start with Gashmis. Shabbos has to be, you have to eat fish, you eat Likovet Shabbos. It's an andere Zach. Like I said, a person anyway will pass it. You eat fish. And you eat with the chrei, mit alle geschmacke Sachen. But you have like a little kavana inside the fish. So that's a chazeh eilig this to the Shabbos. And the same time, we just finished the fish. Right, look at more salads. Mazal b'tzad. You make this Suda Shabbos to be an andere Suda Shabbos. It's so nice. It's so good. This is the chilek agashmi for Lel Shabbos. Maybe I'll finish with that chilek. The makpidim are makpid to eat fish and all the three sudas. All the three sudas are makpid to eat fish. I think it's a chumah that Bochum could take on himself, especially now in the weeks that you're over than Shabbos. Shabbos day already, sometimes you have to ask in some places they still serve liver. But you ask if I could get a piece of fish. A piece of fish. Could be epis. Shalashudas. I want epis, a piece of fish. I don't eat fish only because they serve fish. I eat fish with stories in Klali soil, how much people were fighting to get fish. Famous story, Yosef Moikir Shabbos and the fish of Shabbos. Klali soil, what do you think, Yosef Moikir Shabbos only ate fish till Shabbos? I'm asking you. But he wanted a fish for Lel Shabbos, that's the guy from Yosef Moikir Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos by day. And as an Indian, fish is an Indian to eat in Shabbos. There's another kavana that developed a mechavim when they eat fish. Dag, as Rosh HaTevis, kol ha'oichel dag, beyoim dag, it's the seventh day, nitzol midag, is dina shel gehenna. That's the Rosh HaRashumas. Kol ha'oichel dag, beyoim dag, nitzol midag. So a person has, he eats fish in Shabbos. He comes to a place, epis a brekale for the day. So I saw by my rabbi, Shabbos by day. So I could put it, epis a piece of fish also by day. They eat epis a piece of fish. Shalashudas also. The fish, the Suda Shabbos gets a different, it gets eilikai. Without garnish. I'm not saying now to say the shemichut garnished. Just, you know what is a fish. The covered Shabbos, I'm eating it. This reason I'm acting all the meals to eat it. I know the malice of a dog. I'm eating fish the covered Shabbos. I'm eating fish the covered Shabbos. This is the chilek agashmi. Again, so the papyrus food. And then I'm saying that Rav Malach Shibusa, but it's really in the Kabbalah, the Kesforim, Rav was Mak Midavka and the fish, but I'm not saying now, this is when you hire Madregas, you know, to have an Indian to prepare the fish for Shabbos, but we're not holding there yet. The second chelek is Lel Shabbos, especially in the winter. It's two chalokim in that. We said, Shteit in Tur, when we were Masbi last week, that the avoider of Lel Shabbos is zecher le Shabbos ma'aseh bereishis. This is the reason we say ato kiddush tisim ha'shvi'i tachlis le ma'aseh bereishis vayichulu. We say three times vayichulu. We say vayichulu in davening, vayichulu in the chazore, the main sheva, and we say the vayichulu in kiddush. And so we said by day later we don't mention vayichulu. By day is a different Shabbos matan teira and Shabbos lo asu lover. This is the three sudas. So the suda by night is Mechuvin Keneged, Shabbos Ma'aseh Bereishis. What is Shabbos Ma'aseh Bereishis? Shabbos Ma'aseh Bereishis is that a person is Mechavin. Melachtecho Asuya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yoitzar Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There's not even one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do. Kadosh Baruch Hu did alts, yesh me'ayim, and he did everything. How a person is nervous, he sees a big lion walking in front of him. He's scared that the lion will eat him. But Kadosh Baruch Hu created the lion. They say, one of the Yidden went to the Rebbe and he told the Rebbe, you know, I invested my money 50 countries. But Mele, what will happen? This will go down, this will go up. This will go up. It's not Shaykh, I will lose my money. So the Rebbe told him, here, B'nai Kadosh Baruch Hu could take you away from the money, if you want. When I was a kid, they bring up a famous Maise. that was a yid, that he said that if Hashem is, you know, how Kadosh Baruch Hu could take away his money? You know, he has money in trees, and he has money in cars, and he has money in boats, and he has property, and he has those, and he has. What will happen? Maybe it could take time, but in 1 second, Hashem can't take away all of his money. It's not China. Man, it'll be a fire when I have boats. It'll be a storm. I have this. I have avodim shfoches. I have everything. So I told him, you really don't believe? He said, yeah, I don't believe. I said, I believe in everything, but this will take him a bit of time. Rabbi said, you sure? Rabbi said, okay, come to me tomorrow. Because in the middle of the night, this person, Yvonne is obviously Meshuge, he ran to the pub, to the koimel, and he said, I want to become a guy. So I told him, you know, you're one of the most chashuv Jews. He said, yeah, I decided I want to become. So he said, listen, I don't have a problem. You can come tomorrow morning, we'd be very happy to accept you to our religion. But we have a problem, you know, I'm sure when we come tomorrow morning, you will say you're not coming. So I will get up, I will call everyone, I will say, you know, the head of the Jews came over to me that he wants to convert, he wants to become a guy. Everyone will come there. Tomorrow morning, I'll have a litzonis. So I'm asking to make it tomorrow morning with one condition. Sign me a shtal that if you don't come tomorrow morning, all of your money belongs to me. And he signed the shtal that if he doesn't come tomorrow morning to become a guy, all the money belongs to the koyma, to the pop. The kids are amaisa. He comes home, you know, he goes out as roach shtus. I'm a sugar. So yo, yo, to become a guy, b'shum pani v'ayif. Kids, he runs to the Rebbe, ich gleib, ve'emun ha'shleim, Hashem could take everything in 1 minute. In 1 minute, I saw it b'chush. So the Rebbe tells him, and now you believe that Hashem could give it back in 1 minute? He says, not really, I believe anything could be. So the Rebbe says, so look out the window. And he sees the house of the Kleimer burning up in fire. And the paper for sure burned up. Kadosh Baruch Hu could do alts. A person that has a Muna Gemura is never scared. He's never scared. He doesn't have what to worry. Shabbos is Zecher Lemaise Bereshis. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yoitzer HaBriya. The tafkid of a person on Shabbos is to mechazik himself in that emuna. So Lechure, a person says, so the best thing would be taken to have a Siddur Muslim, maybe, Lel Shabbos. Some people have. But Chazal doesn't say to have a Siddur Muslim. So we are Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that. But Chazal explained to us, Melachtecho Asuya. A person Leia Dibucha Bechol Ki Dibucha B'Shabbos. A person has a business. Yeah, today we live together in ghettos, all the Yidden together. But Amol, you live with a goyim. Everyone knows if you have a shop and you close your shop for one day, it's very bad for the business because people will go to shop in the other day, the other store. So they'll get good service, they'll go back to that store. It was a huge nisayon for people not to work in Shabbos. You know, we're in a small world, and a much better world today, I mean, that it's not so hard. The light goes on, chveis alein in Shabbos, the air conditioning goes on, you know. And Klal Yisrael, Lel Shabbos was pitch dark. You couldn't find, you know, a candle here, a candle there, no. There was nothing to do. The fire went off. There's no Shabbos clocks. The light goes on. The air conditioning is going out. All these available that we have, fridges, cold food, hot food, everything is there for us. No hot plates, no gas, some pieces of wood. If the fire carries on burning in Shabbos, you're lucky. If not, not. Does it does. Leil Shabbos, you couldn't put on a light. You couldn't do nothing. Pachad, who knows, the Ganovim could come. Oh, police, Gornish. Everyone is keeping Shabbos. And they're going, they're open, they're selling, they're doing business, they could do what they want. And you have to know Melachtecho Asuyo. Moses Maise Bechosidechot. That he was Bevakir Esode, and he saw a hole in the gate in Shabbos. And he taught, everyone knows, the famous Chazal. And he taught them and said, after Shabbos I'll fix the gate. Then he said, well, in Shabbos I taught them after Shabbos? And he left it. And he came after it, there was sure there was no fruit to be left. The animals ate everything. The rosh, gadol l'shom tzlaf, very expensive tree. U'mimenu ha'isa parnasosi ve'parnas ha'zbonov kol ha'isa shana. Hashem sent him. The avodah of Lel Shabbos, the way Shabbos was given, emunah b'rabbei ra'olam. I'm leaving everything in the middle. No planning. In the middle of the business, we close the stores. We leave everything. They go and carry on doing business. It's a big nisayon. It's a very big nisayon. It's a huge nisayon. But this is the avoid of emuna lel Shabbos. Shabbos ma'ase bereishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Shabbos, and He wants them to do this, and He's expecting them to do this. And this what gave Koyach Klal Yisrael to carry on. This what gave Klal Yisrael Koyach later for years, for the whole week, that they kept the Lel Shabbos. Shabbos Ma'aseh Bereishis. Abaruch wants to touch Shabbos. Telling you, it's only a shaila of getting used to it. After you get used to it, it's natural. Because Hashem gave so much Olam Hazeh in Shabbos, it's not a hard avoider. You say, when you say Vayichulu, think about it. When you will have an Nisayon, you want to talk about someone, about planning something to do after Shabbos. No, it's Shabbos. I'm not speaking about it. Chodshin lo Shabbos. Small little things, small little connection. Chazal say, She'iyeh melachtecho asuyo, zogt Rashi al ha-teiro, ke'ilu melachtecho asuyo. Why? Because you are Boir Olam. I'm not worried that I'm not asking him that Sunday he will take me to, you know, to his cousins next week for Shabbos. I'm not planning Shabbos plans. I'm not asking plans for Shabbos. The Boir Olam runs the world. If he wants, if I keep Shabbos, you know, you don't have any Soyim. You don't have any Nisyoinus. You don't have any Nisyoinus. But this is Shabbos. I told you a couple of weeks ago, this Maisa I heard Ben Azmanim and this Yid in the Siyum somewhere. He heard the thing from the son of the Bala Maisa that was a Yid. And he left Radin, he went to America, in that days was Kimat to go off the Derech. And he went to take a bracha for the Chofetz Chaim, he's going to America. Chofetz Chaim told him, Abba, promise me that you will keep Shabbos, that you will not work in Shabbos. He said, Rebbe, I didn't decide to be fry, I just decided to go to America. I mean, I was the one of the bracha, I was sitting and learning the whole day. I said, hard for me to learn, I'm going to America. If you ask me to promise you that I will learn a couple hours a day, Abba Rebbe, du bist choshen mich b'ni shem v'Shabbos, Chofetz Chaim said, Nishno dem, get me that ki askav that you will keep Shabbos. So Rebbe, I'm in that. Chofetz Chaim said, if you want a bracha before you leave, give me a ki askav. And he gave a ki askav. And he came to America, and he had a job, and he had a job. And then one day the boss calls him over, and the boss tells him, Helz Chaim, no, financially, we have to work much more. It's a big competition. We can't have you not working Shabbos. It slows the whole system. We have a big competition. More companies came into the area. We need to work 7 days a week. If you don't come, all the workers feel it's an off day. If you don't, the guy said, I'm sorry, but I have to understand. Shabbos, I can't. The boss was also a Yid. Mishkan Shem Shabbos. But was a Yid. He said, I can't do it. He said, if you can't do it, so don't come. If you don't come next Shabbos, don't come Sunday. You don't have a job anymore. The kitzur, Shabbos, you never came. The kitzur, you had the money, you know, then that day they paid every week, they gave the wages. It's like time to give once a month. The kitzur, the whole week they lived from that money towards the end of the week. The kitzur, you couldn't find a job. You know, all the jobs, if you don't work for Shabbos, there's nothing more to talk about. The kitzur, his wife tells him, no. He says, I'm not working Shabbos. Second week, the third week comes, you know, the kids are screaming, nothing more to eat. You know, he was looking in garbages for pieces of bread. Tells his wife, I can't anymore. You know, I'm going to tell him I work in Shabbos. Now we'll do B'shinui. Do B'shinui. I cannot work in Shabbos. Kids, he goes on the train down to the city. In the middle of the way, he sees the dmus of the Chofetz Chaim in front of him. Ki eskaf, you will keep Shabbos. He goes off the train, turns to the other side, and goes back. He comes home, and after 10 minutes, there's a knock on the door. His boss is there with his partner. And he tells him, we decided to open a new department and want you to be the boss of the department. It's a double payment. He says, yeah, but you know, I can't work in Shabbos. You know, I'm not planning to work in Shabbos. He says, yeah, we don't need you to work in Shabbos. He says, so what was the story before? He says, I wanted you to be the head of that department because you're a Jew, you're honest. And my boss said, he's not a Jew. She said, no, the Jews are not honest. So I told him, I'll prove to you that he's honest. He keeps Shabbos. We'll fire him if he doesn't come to work on Shabbos. And you will see that he will not come back to work, even if he doesn't have what to eat. This story, first I heard it from the person that heard it from the son of the Bala Maisa. But this is the way on whole Shabbos. This is the emunah we have to have. We don't have this big nisayon, but we have the nisayon to tell the guy, you know, next week when you go away for Shabbos, you're going to take me to the hotel, yeah? All these little averas in Shabbos. So call me Motzei Shabbos, yeah? You don't say now, also muta of calling is a melacha d'arayis. But again, it's a, to all the halachas, cell phone, what kind of melacha is it exactly? But it's not the point. Melachtecho asuyo. On kulis in Shabbos. On kulis in Shabbos. Shabbos maise bereishis. I want to finish in the winter especially. A person has to know, Shabbos on teira is nishkin Shabbos. We'll have to go into it, Shabbos matin teira. We have Lel Shabbosim. I told you already, Amal, the story. We double checked it with the Rosh Hashiva and his Rebbetzin together. This maise, the maise shehoyah with the Rosh Hashiva. Our Rosh Hashiva doesn't use electricity in Shabbos. Only generator. Baruch Hashem, now City Mir has a lot of generators all over, so it's not a problem. But in that days, there was no generator in the Mir. So he would go to learn in Nechemya. There's a Vizhnitz in Nechemya. They had a generator. He would learn until 12 o'clock. Then 12 o'clock already, they'd switch, and they had the butter. So he came back home, and he would sit and learn with the looks, like these little fires. I don't know if you saw them all. The Shabbos lights. Not Shabbos lights, the new ones. Like it's on a fire. It was a gzeira de rabbanon shemo yachid. So the Rebbetzin would stand near him and be the shomer, and like this he would learn for another 3-4 hours. This was Lel Shabbos. When you come, you see the end of Shiva today, say it! Every Lel Shabbos. Every Lel Shabbos. You can't grow without a Lel Shabbos learning, especially in the winters. Person wants to become a Talmid Chochem, 4 or 5 hours Lel Shabbos at least. 4 or 5 hours learning of Lel Shabbos. Shiva finishes at 7, the meal finishes at 7 o'clock, till 1 o'clock by night. You'd be tired to sleep Shabbos afternoon a bit. The Yitzhar Hora is so stark. Chaim Shmulevitz says that why is no G'doylim coming out in our days? He said people learn until Yom Chamishi and they start Sunday again. Hafsake. Shabbos Kodesh, the Chofetz Chaim state that when a person learns every word in Shabbos, it's times tariag. If a word of learning is worth one mitzvah, and Shabbos is worth 613. Every word of learning. Such a baltashchis. This is the reason it's a whole, even the best bachrim, he makes them to left over with Shabbos for only a couple hours. There's no reason for that. If you're working on Shabbos when you're a bachur, later when you're married, you decide later what to do. Lel Shabbos. For sure. A bachur doesn't have what to do with himself, goes away for a Shabbos, and then says, mufka here, mufka there, doesn't have a word. Check out! Chabsal El Shabbos, 5-6 hours of learning. This is Andere Shabbos. This is Ha'elike Shabbos. So again, Tantis, what comes out from this week is to prepare epis for Shabbos, to take on this Hanoge. When you eat the Ma'acholim and Shabbos, at least, and the fish, you know what I think. The Avodah of El Shabbos is Maisa Bereshis Emune. To be chazak in it, to be stark in it. Melachtecho asuyo. Not even to think, not even to plan for after Shabbos. Hashem will take care of it if I keep Shabbos. And to learn Lil Shabbos.